From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in over 80 years has knocked out power across the entire island of 3.4 million people. Hurricane Maria, with maximum sustained winds of about 185 miles an hour, destroyed hundreds of homes and caused heavy flooding after making landfall Wednesday as a Category 4 storm. It was later downgraded to a Category 3 hurricane. Despite its downgrade, Maria will remain a dangerous major hurricane as it approaches the Turks and Caicos Islands and the southeastern Bahamas Thursday and Friday. Forecasters expect the center of the hurricane to move offshore the northern coast of Puerto Rico, reach open water late Wednesday, bringing hurricane conditions to the Dominican Republic late Wednesday and Thursday. Rescue workers searched Wednesday in Mexico City and nearby states in hopes of finding survivors of a magnitude 7.1 earthquake that killed at least 225 people and collapsed dozens of buildings. The country's interior minister said Mexican armed forces and police will continue working until they exhaust all possibilities of finding more people alive. Civilians joined search and rescue teams shortly after the earthquake struck on Tuesday, using both heavy machinery and their bare hands to remove piles of rubble. The epicenter of the quake was in Puebla, a town 123 kilometers southeast of Mexico City. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. President